My name is Don Dale, and my guest today is Tucker McNeil, who is the Director of Leadership Communications at Mead Westvaco, a global packaging company here in Richmond. He's responsible for implementing a strategic communications program for the company's CEO and other senior leaders, including sharing the company's vision and strategy with employees, customers, investors, and community stakeholders. In Richmond, he is also currently a board member of the Podium Foundation. Tucker, let's begin by explaining what the Podium Foundation is.
Well, the Podium Foundation is a nonprofit here in Richmond, relatively new in our second year, of providing Richmond City high school students with the opportunity to have their creative works published in a literary journal and distributed not only to their peers in all of the city high schools, but also to community members throughout Richmond. It's local supermarkets and libraries and other places where people can pick up the journal and take a look at amazing artwork and short stories, essays, poems, and all sorts of great creative work from Richmond City School students.
And you're working on Volume 2 now.
We are. We published Volume 1 last year, last June, about this time. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been hard at work on Volume 2, which will come out in a couple of weeks. We're going to have an event at Dogwood Dell in a couple of weeks on June 13th, where there will be public readings both by students and other local luminaries, and we'll have an opportunity for a nice family night to enjoy, again, seeing this creative work from these incredible students, and also everyone at that event will have the chance to get the first look at Volume 2 of the journal.
Yep. What was the reaction from the students when you first started the program?
Well, I think the students were thankful for an opportunity to have this hard work that they do during the year, whether it's in class or outside of class. They have so many things to say, and I think they were thankful for the opportunity to have a place to say them, where their friends and their families and other people in the community could see and hear, whether it was see their artwork or read their words or hear their voices come through in the journal. There were not many of these opportunities in the city schools before we started. Very few literary journals, student newspapers, or other opportunities for these kids who have great writing skills, great art skills, to really show those skills off. So I think they've enjoyed it. They've embraced it. We got hundreds of submissions for the journal. And it's worth noting that the students actually put the journal together as well. It's not put together by professionals. The students themselves form a central editorial board, which is made up of all of the different participating high schools. And they choose the works, choose the art, choose the design, you know, sort of format for the journal, and put the whole thing together. So it's really student run from start to finish, and I think they've really enjoyed that aspect of it as well.
What grade levels are represented?
At the moment, it's just the high school students. All the high schools participated this year, although I think we'd love to find the opportunity to get other students involved down the road. But at the moment, it's just the city public high schools.
And I'm assuming you have fiction as well as nonfiction, poetry, drawing, other art representations, photography.
That's right. On the writing side, there are short stories, fictional stories. There are essays, poems, and opinion pieces. And on the artwork side, there are incredible drawings. I think it was one of the highlights of last year's journal was all of the artwork, and we made an effort to encourage the kids to emphasize that even more this year. I do believe that there are going to be some photographs in the journal as well, and cover artwork. It's pretty spectacular piece. I think everyone's going to be excited to see it when it comes out in a couple of weeks.
It strikes me that this is unusual, that not every high school system or school system in the country has a literary magazine.
I think that's right. I think it's something that we'd love to have be a model for other areas like Richmond that don't have these opportunities for kids today. You know, I think when you think of the range of opportunities for kids out there, a lot of schools do have newspapers where they might be able to contribute articles or write opinion pieces. A lot of schools might have a website or working website of some variety, but a real literary journal dedicated exclusively to this kind of a creative outlet, I think is pretty rare, especially in public schools in an inner city like Richmond. So this is a great thing that we've started. Took a lot of hard work from a lot of people, or in some cases a lot of hard work from a few people. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's off the ground and giving these kids an opportunity to have their works published, it's really something special for Richmond.
Were you expecting the number of people who wanted to participate? Did you have a rough idea, well, we'll have so many students who want to contribute, or were you surprised?
Well, that's a tough question to answer in some ways, because I think the overall response has been very positive, and the students are anxious to contribute. At the same time, they don't do a ton of writing in their classrooms, you know, with the focus on standards of learning and other sort of skill-based type things. Creative expression, I don't think, is emphasized as much in city schools as people like me might like it to be. And for that reason, it was an effort to get kids to think about doing this in their free time or in even school-sponsored time after school. So I think it was a bit of a rocky start just to get the kids oriented in that direction. But once they saw the opportunity, and certainly after last year, once they saw the journal and what it looked like and the opportunity it gave them to really have people hear their voice, I think this year was a lot easier to get those submissions and to have kids participate, because they saw exactly what it was going to be all about.
This is a printed book. A lot of high schools are moving with their yearbooks and newspapers into online distribution. Why is it important to have a printed book?
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons, and I think we've used the opportunity having the printed book to expand into some other areas. Let me talk a little bit about both of those. I think it's important in part because we are not only the foundation is not only designed to give these students an opportunity to have their voices heard, which is very important, but also to show members of the community just what the voices are, to show people that might not think every day about what kind of work these kids are capable of doing in the city schools, to show them that they have incredible talents, incredible creativity, and really important and meaningful things to say. And I think the distribution in that more traditional medium of a printed book actually helps that process. I think these days, you know, you can find just about anything on the web, and it doesn't always mean that it's high quality. Whereas if something's printed, if it's tangible, if they can pick it up in a grocery store, pick it up at the local library, it has some weight to it, not only literally, but it has some gravity to it that that I think just sets it apart maybe from all the things that are as easily found on the web. So I think it works both ways. It gives the kids they stand up a little straighter to know that they got published in a printed journal, that someone took the time, energy, and money to print it out. But it also it reflects more positively on them in the community, I think, to see that same thing, to see that it really has this sort of tangible printed book that that people can pick up and really understand just how great some of these kids are and what cool things they have to say. So I think that's been fantastic. We've also used the book as an opportunity, the printed book as an opportunity to expand some of the kids' skill set beyond the skills that they already have, which is clearly the ability to create both art and written word that really moves people. So we started this year a thing called the Skills Academy, what we call the Skills Academy. And this was designed to not only sharpen some of the skills that the kids use on the editorial board, things like copy editing and design and publication choices about where and what to publish, but also to expose them to potential career tracks, potential job opportunities, and to get them to understand all the things that go into publishing a journal like this, from both sort of a not only a creative standpoint but a business standpoint, really to expose them to the publishing industry, you know, as a possible career. So we had a series of after-school visits at local establishments, Worth Higgins, who's our printing partner, the VCU Design Center, and others, where the kids that were participating on the editorial board could go to these places for a couple of hours, learn what it meant to actually print something, learn the skills that they would need to have that as a job one day, to learn what it means to be a printing press operator or an engineer or someone charged with distribution or someone charged with design or copy editing, all sorts of real hard skills. And that's been a great thing this year, too, and the kids enjoyed it. I think a lot of the chaperones enjoyed learning about some of the things in the industry as well. But it's been a great opportunity to really make this not just about the art, not just about the creativity, but also about real hard skills that these kids could potentially use one day to start a career.
Do the students themselves make the decision about what will be included?
They do. They make that decision exclusively. So the kids do make all the decisions. They are charged with putting the entire book together, and they look at the whole thing as a whole, from the cover to the back cover and everything in between, to make sure that what's in there is really reflective of them. Our theme or our slogan at Podium Foundation is "Where Youth Take a Stand." It's an opportunity for them to make sure that their voices are heard on issues that matter to them most. And that's really the criteria they use to put the book together. That's what they're charged with by those that are helping them create it, is to make sure that this book reflects who they are, the voice that they have, and really does show that they can take a stand on issues and on creative expression and things like that. So I think it's a neat thing that they make all the decisions, and I think it can make them very proud when people pick this up and realize how professionally done it is, how great it looks, and to know, that it's 20 or 30 high school students from Richmond that made every decision that went into making it look that great.
Nobody volunteers to do anything without getting something out of it in return, usually intangible. What satisfaction do you gain from being associated with the Podium Foundation?
Well, I'm a writer by trade, so I love the fact that I can be involved with seeing these kids' creative expression published broadly. Not every writer gets the chance to see their work in print. Not every writer gets the chance to have a pat on the back or hear from someone that they know or someone that they don't know that they've done a great job, that they've touched their mind or their heart in a way that they didn't expect. And that's the reward that a writer gets from having their work published and having other people read it. And as a writer myself, I love the fact that I can be involved with helping these kids find that and helping them tap into something that they may have never experienced before, which is that sense of satisfaction of seeing something they've done, not only in print but recognized by family and friends and peers, teachers, principals, and people like you and I in the community that pick it up. That's reason enough to be involved for someone like me.
Have you been impressed with the level of quality you're getting?
I've been more than impressed. It's interesting. When I first got involved with Podium, part of my interest was in teaching writing. I liked the idea of going into schools and helping kids access those creative places and helping them get their words and their thoughts, into a coherent written piece, regardless of what form that is. So that was my initial interest, and we actually don't do much of that, and we don't teach writing. It's something that we could potentially do someday, but in part that's because the quality is so high already. These students already have a lot to say, and they already know how to say it, and we've seen that in the quality of the submissions that we've gotten. Last year, when we had launched our first volume, was able to go to a reading of some of the works, and I think it's safe to say there were few dry eyes in the house when some of these works were read out loud, and people realized just how deeply the kids think and how well they expressed those thoughts. It's really pretty impressive, and I look forward to everyone having the chance to see another crop of writers express themselves in a couple of weeks as well.
We've talked about what you get out of it. What do the students get out of it? I know being able to hold something they've written in their hands and bragging rights are important, but does it go deeper than that?
I think it does. I think both of those things are involved for sure, because as I mentioned earlier, everyone that writes, whether they do it for a living or they do it for fun, loves to see their writing in print. But I do think it's a lot more than that, because, you know, as I've mentioned before, they just have something to say. And when you have something to say and no way of saying it or no one to say it to, you know, I think that can gnaw at you for a while. So for these kids to not only recognize that they have something to say, but then have someone come along and show them or provide them with an opportunity to say it, maybe guiding them a little bit on how to say it. You know, teachers that work with students in the schools that teach them about poetry and teach them about essay writing and teach them about short stories, they give them that first opportunity to access those parts of their brain that might be running overtime, again, not having an opportunity to say something. So the teacher's really that first opportunity to teach them how to say it, you know, and then I think Podium comes along and gives them a place to say it. And I think that's, as we talked about earlier, it's not an opportunity that every student has, and I think it's a good one.
It sounds almost cathartic.
I think it can be. You know, I, again, as a writer, I know that finding just the right phrase or to say something that I've been thinking for a long time is quite cathartic. And from what I've seen, the few students that I've seen, especially last year, having their works read out loud, you know, you could tell that it's emotional for them. It is emotional. Mm-hmm. It's not just an exercise. It's not something they do for extra credit. They do it because they enjoy it, and it is cathartic.
I think anytime you try to put an idea on paper, it makes you think more deeply about the idea. Is that your experience with these students and with your own writing?
I think it is. I think it definitely is. These kids, as I mentioned, they have a lot to say. and that's why I think, you know, Where Youth Take a Stand is such a great slogan for Podium, because these kids, you know, they might be in the darker corners of places, especially kids that do enjoy expressing themselves through writing probably tend to be quieter. They might not raise their hand in class as often. They might not be the most vocal member of a class or even of their family. So to give them the chance to speak up, to take a stand for what they believe in, but also just what they're thinking, is something that, again, not every student that does express themselves in that way, in that quieter way through writing, gets the opportunity to do it. And be loud. Be loud for a quiet for someone who expresses themselves quietly.
Clearly, your enthusiasm is transmitting easily. Are the volunteers, for the most part, as enthusiastic as you are?
We really
as the students are.
Yes, I think that's the case. Whenever you're filling a need that's unique like this one, where we really don't think others in Richmond or Virginia or even really across the country are giving students the opportunity to have their creative works published this way, that gets volunteers excited as well, because they know that they're doing something important. They know that they're doing something unique. They know that they're doing something fun. And it only takes watching a student light up when they either see their work in print or maybe hear a local celebrity read their work out loud, to kind of get that sense of satisfaction that most volunteers, that's what they volunteer for, is to see that glimmer maybe in a student's eye. And those of us that have had the chance to see that, we enjoy it. Those that I work with enjoy it. And we're hoping to spread that feeling around a little bit. We can always use more volunteers. We can always use more supporters. And you can find us online at www.podiumfoundation.org, and there are lots of opportunities there to get involved, whether it's sharing of your time or resources. We'd gladly share that feeling with everybody.
Tucker, thank you. Tucker McNeil is Director of Leadership Communications at Mead Westvaco, a global packaging company in Richmond, and he's also a member of the board of the Podium Foundation. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.